This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, beautiful. The following is bits of a session I did with a client, and with her permission, I'm sharing just the part where I'm talking. I don't share where she's talking. I spontaneously and intuitively took her through a body loving meditation visualization. It was more of a visualization. And I invite you, if you've ever struggled with body image, or if you are seeking to feel more love for yourself, like truly, than you've ever felt, if you really need that healing, if maybe you don't feel like you were mothered by your own mom, if maybe there are some wounds with your inner child or your inner adolescent or your inner younger adult, if you're hurting or feeling lonely in your marriage, if you're not feeling like enough in your motherhood, I invite you to step into this guided visualization meditation that I did with my client. And she's also a fellow mom. And I hope that it really does what it did for her, which is brought tears to her as she released years of criticizing herself and essentially creating self-separation within herself, and brought herself closer to herself and loving her body and accepting herself. Let me just say self one more time. Just kidding. I hope you enjoy. Make sure you are in a space where, if you can, not be interrupted, but if so, it's still totally worth doing. And you can always kind of get right back into it. Remember, any noises that you hear, just melt them into love. You don't need to be like frustrated at your kids in the background if they're home. Maybe you do this on a lunch break if you're a working mom. Wherever this finds you, it brings energy of healing and truly embracing the feminine in you. Here we go.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston.
Okay, so for this episode, like I said, you want to get in a comfortable position, and you also want to be wearing something that's breathable, and maybe even have a glass of water and a journal for when you're done to write down and capture any spiritual imagery that comes through your mind. I also want you to know that these are things that happen all the time when I work with clients. And if you were my private one-on-one client or worked with me in any capacity, including buying my online course, you get access to my whole catalog of meditations for women. If this is enjoyable to you, there's plenty more where this came from. So you can either book a consultation with me, you can also buy the online course, you can get one of my freebies on my website, lizzielangston.com. There's even a free postpartum guided meditation if you want another one there on lizzielangston.com. So I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's just connect with your seat. And imagine energy from the earth, almost like steam, rising into your body. We're letting the earth's grounding energy rise up into our body. It's an energy that comforts and nourishes and invites you to dwell all the way down into your root, all the way down into your toes, to your feet, your hips, your vulva, your abdomen, your breasts, your back, your shoulders, your neck, your head. Be here. That's what the earth is saying to us. Be here. Go ahead and take a deep cleansing breath in and just imagine your energy starting to circulate. And there's nothing but safety and peace here. You can just follow my voice. We're not going anywhere. We're just resting deep into our body, which is a safe place to be, especially here together. I want you to imagine if you've ever been to a factory and you've seen
a conveyor belt. We're going to be taking thoughts out of our brain. I will prompt you to think or share a thought. And one at a time, we're going to place it on the conveyor belt. The conveyor belt is going to then take the thought down, 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 all the way to the spot where your root chakra is, just between your hip bones, where your vulva sits. There is a pool of red lava there that is so pure and so fiery that any thought that you take down there and you dip it in there will completely transmute to a thought that is full of love, to a higher thought form.
Breathing in, let's take any one of your thoughts that was scary the other day.
Or anything in the last day, or any negative thought you'd like to change.
So you're going to take that thought, you're going to place it on this
conveyor belt.
It's going to leave the brain, the thought factory, and it's going to go down, and then we're going to dip it into
this pool of red lava that is boiling, ready to completely cleanse and transform each of these thoughts, sitting down at the base of your root.
Now, as it gets down into the towards the lava, down towards your root, you notice that it feels more earthy down there, and there's literally no amount of stress that this thought could carry that this red lava cannot completely cleanse and neutralize, okay? So you're just gonna allow it to go down the belt. It enters your cave, your womb space. It dips all the way to submerged into the lava of your root chakra. And the root just bathes it in safety. It bathes it in safety and calm. And then it goes back up the belt and back into your mind. And then you take a deep breath in and release. Let's take another thought that's been coming up for you.
What's a thought that's been bothering you lately, bringing you down? Say it out loud and imagine letting it drop gently onto this conveyor belt.
So you're going to take that thought. Imagine the words plopping onto a belt at a factory. Then somebody pushes a button and they go down, down, down towards the earth, towards your root, towards your womb space, towards the deepest wisdom in you. And they're going to be washed in this red splash of lava. So go ahead and wash them in. The belt takes them right through there and then it drags them back up. They're dripping off. They're getting dry. They're coming back up past your shoulder, past your other ear, and back into your brain. Let's do another one.
Think of another thought that makes you worry, that's
It's been sucking your energy, taking up space, crowding your mind, bringing you down. What is another thought? And go ahead and place it on the conveyor belt, one word at a time.
Just feel the energy of that phrase and notice that it's not you, it's just this phrase. You're going to take that phrase and you're going to put it with all of its energy. Imagine all of its energy slamming down onto that belt. I'm going to die.
Or whatever your thought is.
It's slamming onto that belt. It's leaving your brain, going over to your shoulder, and then someone presses the button and down it goes. Breathing in as you watch it descend to be neutralized and cleansed by this rooted, safe earth energy. It's your wisdom. It's your feminine energy. Splash. There it goes. It's all the way submerged and it comes back out the other side. It's going back up now, slowly dripping, drying off. It does not at all hold the same potency anymore. It's completely new, this thought. Give me one more. Give me like a really scary one that's like maybe you've never said out loud or told anyone, but it like really
freaks you out, really gets you.
So we're going to take that thought and feel the energy of it. And you're going to let the energy of the energy of it belongs to the thought, not to you. The energy belongs to the thought. The thought got that energy going. So you're going to take that energy that thought put in your body and you're going to slam it into that belt. Boom.
Each word of that thought hits the belt one at a time. It's now on the conveyor belt and out of your mind.
And here it goes, and it's going over to your shoulder, and then someone presses the button, and we're releasing it down. We're surrendering it, we're letting go, we're detaching from it, and it's going all the way down into our root, all the way down into this cave of wonders, this dark lava, and it's splashing through, it's submerging completely. You watch it just literally wash, and it's almost like stomach acid. It just soaks the potency of that energy out of it and comes out clean on the other side, and there it goes back up. Resting in your mind. Now, take a couple deep breaths and just sit with what you've processed for a moment.
Gently breathing in. And at the top, holding and releasing your breath back down.
Imagine all of that red wisdom lava. It's just crystalline, pure source energy. It's safety. I want you to imagine that it's now time for that to be evaporated, and it comes up through your chest, your abdomen, up through your shoulders, and it fills your entire body. It's like a red ruby, and it is so pure, so sacred. Red is not typically the color that we associate with purity. Maybe we think of white or blue, but red burns out the impurities. It's hot and it just clears you. It clears you of the energy of the muddled, scary thoughts that you get confused and you think that you have to think them and that they're threatening.
And as this red lava comes up into your chest and fills your body, you realize that actually you are safe, you are whole, you are complete, and this is burning away the residue of any other thought forms that are contrary to being whole, to being enough, to being complete, and to being safe and calm right now in this present moment.
Drying out after this red liquid has come up and steamed up your whole being. You're feeling cleansed. Allow your head, the top of your head, imagine there's a big white lotus flower and you're just imagining it open. You're open and you're receiving spiritual guidance. Now that you have neutralized those thoughts, spiritual energy is pouring through you. this is white, rainbow, pure energy. It's just being poured down you. It's just melting down the outside figure of your body, all the way down your legs, dripping, 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 going all the way down into your feet and making a big puddle right beneath where you're sitting. And just imagine this high vibrational energy changing the vibration of you, just completely elevating your state of frequency and being. It says, zzz, it's almost like electric. Zzz. Again, that noise, that vibration is cleansing out impurities and it's rooting you down. Zzz. And as your ego wants to poke fun or be distracted by any noises, you just take a deep breath and go back down into your body, into the heartbeat. Open yourself to what is here. Open yourself to new sensations. And before we come out of this exercise, I want you to ask your innermost self, is she willing to feel her own power? Because what's going to happen is as you use various tools and modalities to become more embodied, to re-inhabit your body, you're going to start to feel instinctual, intuitive abilities. You're not going to be someone different. You're going to be an extension of who you are. You're going to have more capacities because that's just what our bodies give us. And it's going to feel awesome. And so the question you have to ask, it's not a mystery like, oh, I can't get him into my body. I don't know why. The real question is, are you willing to live life with more power and connection to everything around you, with more vivaciousness? And if the answer is yes, then there will be no blockages. Within a matter of time, you will become embodied. Just have that chat with yourself and just see what comes up. And you can feel free to share, or you can keep it internalized for now. It's up to you. We're just going to stay here for a minute. As you exhale, really feeling all the way the hollowness of no air in you, all the way down into your toes. When you inhale, try to be breathing into your belly. Let that inhale be deep and rooted down by the lava, where the lava was. Whenever you feel ready, when you feel like you've squoze every little bit of juice out of this moment with yourself, you can open your eyes slowly, but take your time. You can also begin to sort of stretch. Whenever you feel ready. And stay with it. Repeat after me. I am one with my body. I am one with my body. I am one with my body. My body and I are one. My body is the most beautiful place I could ever go to. My body is the most beautiful place. My body loves me. My body truly, truly loves me. my body accepts all parts of me. My body loves every ounce of my being. Now put your hands together and hug them. And just imagine one of your hands represents you and one represents your body, and you're going to clasp them like they're holding hands, like they're best friends. You're just going to feel that love for a moment. Imagine these two entities coming together, reconnecting maybe for the first time since you were a little one. Feel the love, feel the love, feel the love. Let it change you. Let it melt your heart. Let yourself receive a future that involves the beauty and the fullest expression of this body. Feel your heart changing, opening to your body again. And when you feel ready, feel your soul descending, like it's slipping into a beautiful crystalline pool that's the perfect temperature. Feel your soul descending and slipping into the most beautiful, perfect pool of your body. You're just floating because it is pure peace. Notice if any feelings come up during this moment. Just notice them. Maybe they're beautiful feelings. Maybe there's nervousness. Maybe they're expansive. Maybe they're constricting. Now we're going to put our hands on our belly, on our womb space, just above our belly button. And we're going to say some things to ourselves. I accept my body. I accept my body in all of its forms. I accept every shape my body has ever had. I accept every tiredness and fatigue my body has ever had. I accept my body's limitations. I want to be one with my body. I forgive myself for dissociating and not being with my body. Body, I love you. Body, I love you. Body, I will always love you. Body, I will love you till the end of my days. Thank you, body. You're so good to me. You have been so good to me my whole life. I love you. Beautiful. Now take a moment, and I know this could feel weird or it could feel amazing, but give yourself a hug. Just hold yourself. Just hold yourself. Feel your hands and your fingers touching your arms. You can even kind of tuck your head in like a little kid. Just hold yourself. I'm closing my eyes so you have a private moment. Just hold yourself. Be vulnerable for a moment. Pretend like you're holding your favorite teddy bear, but it's your body. Squeeze your arms and feel the aliveness, feel the sensations, and remember that this body is a refuge from the hard stuff in life. This body is a refuge. This body can replenish you. This body can fix any problems.
When you feel ready, we're going to go ahead and put our hands back on our lap, palms up. Take a couple last deep breaths. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes.
Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I have a whole catalog of meditations inside of my online course, which you can get access to when you come work with me in any capacity. So just go to lizzielangston.com/course for more beautiful meditations. And don't forget the free one at lizzielangston.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.